I just want you to know, on Weed Show, we talked about show one, how we really just talked about Lawrence's.
Yeah.
I already told him about
it. Yeah, he told me about it. But I think I was in the clear a little bit. You and JT were a little hard.
No, you've been solid with him the last couple of years.
Yeah, he has. He's kind of been on. Yeah. He's kind of
except on Honda moved him up way too early for 450 Outdoors. Honda went early. He never recovered. You could say he never recovered. All right, Chase Sexton, Anaheim won. You said you'd be better. You were in a better place. But you never quite know, and you were right. But, dude, right from the start, man, you looked really good, comfy all day. And I mean, even if you hadn't won tonight, I think you looked really much better.
Yeah, I mean, I think, like, I mean, I got third last year, and I was riding, like, crap. So I feel like I needed to do better than that, obviously. But it was nice to kind of repay the team for a lot of hard work and also myself. Last year, I went through the ringer with just mental stuff, like not being where I wanted to but still having to go race, and then coming out. This year, I knew I was in a good spot. After Monday, I was like, okay, I can win this weekend. Like, I'm not really too worried. But, tonight went well. It's only the first race, but I think as far as my riding, I was really calm. I was smooth. I didn't really make too many mistakes besides stalling it. So,
you did crash it twice.
In practice.
Yeah, practice, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the one time I hit it, no, I only fell once. I hit a rock.
Okay.
And I almost fell in the sand.
Okay.
Almost, but we didn't go down. Okay.
I was going to say, the only negative was the two small falls.
No, I mean, I don't mind falling in practice. Yeah. It's not in the races. Yeah. I mean, obviously, you don't want to crash hard. But, we're pushing the limits. I hit a rock in practice, actually. It was the first one. And then I almost fell in the sand. But other than that, everything was good.
Why do you stall it so much? Honda, KTM,
I think it's a me problem. Yeah,
It's got to be.
I mean, it's got to be. Yeah. I was saying that. I'm like, I stalled. I don't know. I think I just ride it so low in the RPM that I don't know. I really lugged the bike, so I let it roll a lot. So I don't know. Maybe that's part of it.
You felt really good. You told me, too, you pushed the team a little bit in the direction of the bike that maybe they hadn't gone in. And then I talked to Carlos, and he kind of confirmed that. So, it really seemed like a bit of a breakthrough, huh?
A big breakthrough. I think just because AP and I are so – and I think even, when Cooper's on the team, everyone was so opposite end of the spectrum. I think – to go fast, you need a bike that reacts a lot and needs to work well with the ground. There's Carlos. He's looking at me. But Carlos' settings suck. Yeah.
Yeah. Carlos' settings no good.
Yeah. Carlos' settings suck. And see ya. I'll see you this week.
He tried to give you a Millsap setting.
Yeah. He did. He did. But no, we went in a different direction the way that I kind of wanted to go, and more like how the Honda was as far as like reacting and stuff. There's stuff that's really good about every bike, and I wanted to kind of blend them two together.
Yeah. Tricky track tonight for Anaheim 1. Normally we get a kind of a dummy basic track and everything else, you know? And there's Jordy screwed Honda over. But basic track a lot of times. But tonight was a little tricky. Whoops got a lot of guys. Sand was weird. Like a little tougher A1.
I liked it, actually.
Well, that's good for you.
When you come in, I came in and I feel like pretty ready, and I think I don't know. I like the technical. Thank you, guys. Thanks. I came in ready, and I was really comfortable. So I think when you're comfortable, like, the better harder the track is, the better it is for me. I feel like somewhat technical rider. So I think, it was a busy track. It wasn't super technical. Like, there wasn't anything crazy, but it was really busy.
Practice was really cool for me. Jet, you're on top. Eli's on top. Jet's on top. That was really cool. I don't know if you guys were sort of marking each other, but that was neat to watch. You three were sort of like, hey, watch this.
Well, I think after the first time practice, or even like, I think we were 1, 2, 3 every session. So I think it was kind of just a race between us and practice. And I did my fast lap the last qualifying, and I was like, there's 27, it's too much time left on the clock. Need to be a little bit better with that, wait a little bit longer. But no, it was good. I felt good in practice. I didn't qualify first, but we were close. So. Yeah.
And Kenny was 13th. So
After Kenny won the heat race, I knew we had a monster.
Right, we got a problem on our hands. Yeah. Are you staying out here? Are you going back? What's the schedule like?
I'm staying out here.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice. It's nice to break it up because I'm always in Florida, and like staying out here, it's nice to be with the team, whether we tinker with the bike or not. But it's just nice to be around them, and I'd stay out here and just break it up a little bit, because after that, we'll go back to Florida. We'll be there the rest of the year.
Sure. All right, man. Well, hey, good job. Thank you for doing this. Appreciate the time. And, it's already off to a great start. Thanks, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Cool.